price, always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here's your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Thursday, April 18th, 2019. Tomorrow's a holiday. We want to wish everybody happy holidays, whichever you celebrate, Passover, Easter, whatever else. The whole works. Tomorrow's a holiday for Wall Street, just letting you know. So we'll have the best of Gary. Hope you're having a good day. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a show that very simply talks about everything that affects what's going on. And we talk markets, we talk the economy, we talk Washington, D.C., we talk whatever we want to talk about. We'll do professional wrestling, we'll do my Knicks, my Mets, my Giants. I don't know why I do my Knicks. Before we get going, if you don't get the show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really. So all you got to do is be nice. Read our commentary and articles we post. If you like to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. And convictionleaders.com. convictionleaders.com to get our email service 1 month free. So, yeah, you know, the Mueller report's out. Let me just give you my thoughts so you know, okay? These are my unbiased. You're going to hate me and love me at the same time. Thoughts. Number one. There should have never been a special counsel in the first place. Number one. That's all. The fix was in. The fix was in. Jeff Sessions, I believe, panicked. The reason they even went to this special counsel was based on something that was dreamed up. In the midst of this whole investigation, they found some other crap. They found the Paul Manafort, who was just bad. They found Cohen, his attorney, that was just bad. Believe it or not, they ended up finding Avenatti, who's worse than all of them put together. And then they got people that I'm not so sure. Flynn, I read what, I'm not so sure that one, but I digress. I think, and it's come out in this report, Trump was making some really stupid, moronic decisions. He asked somebody to fire the special counsel. You don't do that. He asked people to do some things that got turned down that if they didn't turn them down could have been big, big trouble. And you have others, Don Jr. and stuff, that supposedly did things that Mueller said, you know what, we think this was all done innocently, and we leave be. But then Mueller lost me. Lost me. 23 months. Dozens and dozens and dozens of FBI investigators. All kinds of witnesses under testimony, under oath. And no collusion. But we can't come to any conclusion on whether there was obstruction or not. We can't say yes, we can't say no. We'll let Congress decide. Really? You punted to a Democratic Congress that hates his fish-eating guts? That's what you did? So guess what? We're not even out of the first inning. The Democrats are going to do investigation after investigation after investigation. They already asked for his financials. His financials going back up, but not even his tax return. His financial ongoings. What? Based on what? And can they do that to just anybody? There's your witch hunt by the Democratic House. Now, here's my other thought. They're not going to impeach. I actually think Nancy Pelosi is smart enough not to impeach because she's a historian. She knows what happened back in with Clinton and the Republicans, and the Republicans got just slammed and lost big time when they went after Clinton. But if the Dems go too far in investigations, I am going to tell you flat out there is going to be a backlash on them come November 3rd, 2020. And I have a sneaking suspicion they will be dumb enough to do it. I was watching Adam Schiff today. You can go look him up and what he does. Didn't give a crap about you, the American people. Didn't give a crap about furthering this country, the economy and jobs, or anything that a government's supposed to do. All he talked about was the crooked criminal Donald Trump and how we got to do our job. And that's what they're going to do. And they're going to pay the price. And if Trump was smart, but he won't listen to me, I just sit back and let him do it. Go ahead. And let Trump not say a word, but let his other people go out and say the words. Anyway, we're just in the first inning. This stupid report is out. They wasted a lot of our money. And that's that. But again, I got to tell you, the cast of characters that showed up in this little play, read what this Michael Avenatti did. And by the way, he doesn't show up unless there's this Stormy Daniels thing. Read what he's been indicted with. He's an attorney. He has a disabled old man win $4 million in a lawsuit, tells the man that the case is still going on, pockets the money himself, starts sending the guy $1,600 a month, telling him, this is, I'm forwarding your money because I know you need it, but the case is still not done, and he pocketed the money. And that's just one thing he did. And excuse me, accused of doing. And then there's Manafort. It's almost like if you can dream up somebody that spends his time trying to get over on others through nefarious ways and dealing with all kinds of countries on their elections and stuff like that, which poses the question, how the hell did he get hired? You know, the president was told, don't hire this guy, he's bad. He still hired him. The only thing I can say good about Manafort, he dressed very well. Very, very well. I'll give him that. So anyway, I'd like to say this nightmare is over. Oh, it's just begun. It has just begun. All right. We got things to do today on the show. A, we'll have the markets, the full market wrap. I'm going to ask you guys a question, and I want to get your answers. We'll talk about those healthcare stocks. We will talk about what's moving, what's emerging, what's submerging. And as always, you get to decide. I got a 3-day weekend to do my scans, get all my stuff done. I'm going to work out like a madman. I am going to, I'm doing 15 miles of road work, 15 in 3 days, and be back on Monday. Hope you guys have a great 3-day weekend, and just remember, we're here for you. We play no favorites. We hate them all. Seriously. We do not think any of them are working on our behalf. Seriously. From top to bottom. From bottom to top. I hate saying it. But it's my belief. And $22 trillion of debt and $1 trillion yearly deficit says so. Up next, as stated, market wrap, lots more. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Biz Talk Radio is powered by Freedom Solar. Find out more at freedomsolar.com. Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you having a good day. Have a good 3-day weekend. I'm already getting an email. What's road work? I do 15 miles of, you know, road work. I go 15 miles, 5 miles a day. I cover 5 miles a day and not in a car. That's all. Case closed. Any more than that? That covers it. All right, the market wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbeck, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com, Dow 110. I'll explain. S&P, though, only up 4. NASDAQ only up 1. NASDAQ 100 only up 9. Small caps were down again. Transport's up 52. Advanced declines, 18.19 on New York, 15.16 on the NASDAQ, but much better than it was earlier. A few things of note. Pinterest came public, PINS. $19 deal closed at $24.40. And that Zoom, whatever they are, $36 deal closed at $62. Valuations are a joke. But it's the way it goes. In the Dow today, here was the story. United Health bounced $4.90. Stock's been absolutely murdered with the rest of the healthcare stocks. It finally bounced randomly. Travelers up 3 on earnings. United Tech up 1. McDonald's, new yearly high, 3M up 1. IBM bounces up 1. Boeing up 2. American Express almost up 2 on earnings. And Caterpillar up 1. Down today, Goldman Sachs 2, Johnson & Johnson 1. Few notes. A. The growth software stocks got rated again today. But we're off their lows. But enough names have really broken support levels pretty good. Something to be watched. B. Semiconductors. Really cannot send them down right now. Up 1. Really can't. C. The overall healthcare stocks. I've been reading and reading and reading about the plausibility of why they've been crashing. And every answer from everybody is the worry about the movement towards more government control. But I keep saying to myself, wait a minute. No new legislation can possibly happen until minimum late 2020. And that's only if the Democrats get the House, Senate, and the White House. And I got news for you. I don't think a socialist is going to beat Trump. We'll be watching. And if the Dems are not careful, they're going to lose the House again. Too much investigation will do the trick. So anyway, I'm trying to develop a thesis that there's something really going on with all the healthcare, but the drug stocks have been hit hard, the biotech's been hit hard, the medical supplies, the outpatient healthcare, the medical everything, the insurance companies, health insurance, you name it. So I think it probably is. I gotta believe they're probably overdone, but there's no technical basis to buy these things except close your eyes, hold your nose, and pray. Remember yesterday I said to you, they'll bounce, but it's going to be random and it's going to drive you up a wall. So I don't have an answer for you. Except if you're willing to take a 10% loss and hold, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not into that. Now, I will say this. Overall market. Listen carefully. Definitely, over the past few days, we have seen deterioration as the Dow has edged higher, as the S&P has sat. I know this by advanced declines versus the major indices. I know this by going through individual names and seeing if anything new is emerging or anything is submerging. I can tell you more submerging than emerging, and it's not just the healthcare. So just something to not get twisted over, but just watch. Now, of course, there's several million earnings reports to come out in the next 3 weeks. All right, several thousand. I exaggerated. That may or not may not change the playing field, but I will tell you, there is just a ton of jello moving on the plate right now from earnings reports. And some are very weird. You know, as I've said to you, I am quite amazed at how bad some of these earnings reports are, and the stocks are still going up. And we're not just talking earnings. Sales. Companies where sales are down 5%. So what that means, don't know. We will just keep reacting to the earnings reports. And we will react and act towards what they do and what they tell us. But I'm just letting you know, I'm seeing some weird ones. As I move through the list. There are some that are good. United Rentals, up 10 today. Earnings up 15, revenues up 22. But you ready for this? Manpower, up 10 to 97 bucks. Earnings down 39% year over year. Revenues down 9%. I wish I could tell you I was making that up. Pool Corp, pool equipment, up 8 today. Revenues up 2, their worst revenue quarter in forever. Union Pacific, 2% drop in sales. Up next, we'll do more of this. And whatever else, I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hearing aid technology is here. Go to biztalkeargo.com to learn more. biztalkeargo.com.
You're listening.
listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
Once again to Investor's Edge. Continental Resources, CLR, the stock we told you about, I don't know, a week and a half ago, where the CEO bought $70 million worth of stock around, I think, $43.44. It's $49.85, just letting you know. A big part of the move had to do with it, somebody else being bought out, Anadarko Petroleum. But it's working so far. Pullbacks are preferable. Just letting you know. I also want to mention, this is small. This one's small. JP Morgan stock just gapped up on earnings. Director bought $2 million worth of stock after it gapped up. Pullbacks towards 110, 111 are preferable on JP Morgan. And there's been some buying all along for the last year. Nothing exciting, but enough. JP Morgan has been a very not thrilling stock over the last year, still down over the last year, like a lot of financials. And again, just as a little reminder, every now and then, we will find insider buying that demands close attention. Just because insiders buy does not mean the stocks will go up. But when the CEO of a company buys $70 million worth of his own stock in the open market, we think it's muy importante to pay attention to it. Especially when the last one we saw like that was in 15-16, when Steve Wynn bought in total $100 million of his own stock. I think average cost was $55 to $60. Stock went to 200 in a couple of years. Before he was kicked out on his butt for some sexual stuff. So these are rare occasions that demand attention. Other things we will tend to look for is if we see an industry. Let's take the oils. Imagine if we found seven different oil exploration companies having insider buying. Something may be going on in the industry. Imagine if we saw seven different people at a company buying stock, decent amounts. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Haven't seen a lot of that lately. Our favorite one was CompUSA. We're talking about 20 years ago. Where like 15 people at the company bought stock in the open market. Which leads me to the next one. Imagine these same people average up on their buying of their stock. What do you think? So again, a lot of these are outlier events, don't happen very often anymore. Used to happen a lot more often years ago. We made some righteous bucks in a bunch of names just off of watching insiders calling the company, seeing what's going on. We rode CompUSA with the insiders many years ago. And we wrote about it many years ago. We still have a little 10-pager we used to give out years ago that explained all that. I think it's somewhere in the bowels of my office. So just let you know, some of the things we look for. And, of course, too much insider selling worries us. And if a stock goes from 150 to 120 and insiders sell, and then it goes to 90 and they're still selling, I would be wondering why. Because typically insiders will buy after a drop because they think there's value there. Maybe it was a one-time hit on earnings. Who knows? So just a few tidbits for you. And you can get all this information on the web for free. All you got to do is Google the words insider buying and selling and see what places come up for you to look at. There's so many free places to go. And as I told you on the charting service I use, there's a little circle and a plus inside the circle that tells us there's insider buying, and then we can go look right then and there. A minus is insider selling. So JP Morgan has a little bit here. Yay. And we'll keep watching this Continental Resources for you, symbol CLR. Now, these IPOs. Now, as you know, Lyft is still trading at $58 after coming out at $72 and opening at $88. But today you got Pinterest, the $19 deal, closed at $24 and change. Zoom, a $36 deal, closed at $62. Few things. Number one, IPOs are random. Number two, I am told 80% of all the IPOs coming out in the next few months lose money. So the good, bad. There'll be some big winners. Bad is that when the bar gets lowered too much on IPOs, it may be a little late stage. Indicates froth. Indicates desperation by the investment banks. So watch yourself. Be careful. What we'll tend to do is look for IPO bases. What's that? Well, we got to let them open first. So if Pinterest, which closed at $24.40, trades between $23 and $26 over the next month. And every time it hits $23, it bounces up. Every time it hits $26, it comes down. Well, if it breaks out above 26, that'll be your IPO base breakout. That's what we'll look for. Best one I've ever seen was MasterCard. Best gap I've ever seen was Facebook, after Facebook had all kinds of problems. The IPO, the way they did it, did not work very well, but then they came out with that earnings report where the stock gapped up huge, and then it was on its way. So we'll be watching for it. Most of these companies will have strong revenue growth, but a bunch of them lose money. And valuations are typically a joke. Doesn't prevent them from going higher in a good market. But in bad markets, the curtains come down on ridiculous valuations, so it's something to watch. I think the economy is probably accelerating a little bit here. Why? Rails. Honeywell. Housing stocks. Caterpillar, Deere. All coming up. PPG Industries. Ball Corp. That does not happen in a decelerating economy or in a recession, like so many people keep telling me we are going into. Impossible. There have never, ever, ever, ever been a recession when economically sensitive stocks have been bought into. So just letting you know. And hopefully the market's right. It usually is. Of course, if things start turning down, that'll be another story. But right now, this second, they got the bid. everything economically sensitive. So that's a few little tidbits on the market on this fabulous Friday, where the Mueller report is out and MSNBC had veins popping out of their heads. By the way, they're not done yet. Up next, more of this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
BizTalk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. You know, I'm sitting here during the break and reading what people are saying about this guy Barr now, the Attorney General. So this guy's led a pretty impeccable life. Now he's a scumbag. Anybody who's deemed as not ripping the stuffings out of Donald Trump is a scumbag. You got to see the things they're saying about this guy. Go read his resume. Go read his resume. And they're even ripping Mueller now. I got a problem with Mueller. I'm not ripping him to shreds, but I got a problem that he just handed it off. I mean, if you got to do an investigation and come to some conclusions, you know, have some grapefruits. But I just find it amazing. Quite amazing. In the news, I want you to email me and answer this question. Judith Clark, who as a young woman took part in a deadly attempted robbery of a Brinks armored car where people died, was paroled on Wednesday after being imprisoned in New York for 37 years. It was a bungled heist in which two police officers and a guard were killed. During her trial, Ms. Clark clung to her revolutionary beliefs and maintained the violence and deaths was justified. But she underwent a transformation over a decades in prison, apologizing for the pain she had caused, carrying out good works, and becoming a model of rehabilitation. Should she be let out? Or should she have life in prison? And what do you tell the families of the dead? Just asking. Just asking. You can email me at GaryK.com. I'd just like to know what my audience thinks of that. I believe in second chances, but Facebook. Yes, almighty Facebook, we are finding out again that they let some more cats out of the bag, but they're sorry. So here's my question. Does a week go by where we don't find out now where our passwords got given out, where certain advertisements were done that shouldn't have been done, that we were put here and put there, that they did this, that, and the other thing that they promised they wouldn't do? Is there a week that goes by now where we don't hear something about Facebook? You know, as I said to you, they've turned into nothing more than a data collecting monster. And I've caught some flack Zuckerberg hasn't called me yet from me saying that on TV a few times, but they have. I was told Facebook is a place where community gets together. And you can see your friends and what they're doing and wish them happy birthday and get new friends. I didn't know that if I went to the outer parts of Mongolia this weekend, went into an internet cafe and looked up best places to go in outer Mongolia, and then I got back to my hotel room and went on my own Facebook, that there would be an advertisement for best places to go to in outer Mongolia. In other words, data collecting monster and stalker. And Facebook wonders why they got some problems right now. Though, I must tell you, I hear Instagram is just killing it. I may have had an Instagram account that I opened up, but I don't think I've ever used. Anyway, that's my Facebook take. Uber. I started going through their numbers. Uber is going to do the IPO between $90 billion and $100 billion. We'll see how it opens, but I think it's 50% too high. And just remember, it's in a market that's going up that they're bringing it out. Just remember that. Anyway, I was going through the numbers and I am not so sure. And Lyft speaks for itself. I've never rode Lyft. I've only ridden Uber. J.P. Morgan, and this is good to see. I'm always a big believer in having the best person. J.P. Morgan and company put two women with decades of experience at the bank at the top of the list to one day succeed Jamie Dimon as chief executive. Marianne Lake, who has served as chief financial officer since 2012, will leave the role to run all of the bank's consumer lending businesses, including its growing credit card operations, as well as auto lending and mortgages. Jennifer Peepsack, who is running J.P. Morgan's credit card business, will take over as finance chief. The changes will take effect May 1st. I'm a big believer, best person. But if it's a woman, I'm all for it. Anyway, good to see that in good old Wall Street that two women of consideration, seems like they both have great, 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 great resumes. Hope one of them gets the job. Always nice to see. Remember, though, best person. Have a great 3-day weekend. Best of Gary tomorrow. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.